So, Paul, what can we expect to hear in tomorrow's budget then? And how would it particularly affect people here in Kent?
A lot of the content of the budget has already been heavily trailed by the Chancellor, Philip Hammond. So we know in broad terms what some of the pronouncements are likely to be. And the particular issues that are affecting Kent will be a possible U-turn on business rates. There's been a lot of anxiety amongst the county's small and medium sized businesses about the impact of a revaluation on their premises, which threatens to hike up their bills by fairly significant sums. Now, the Prime Minister has already indicated that she'll be probably reviewing this, so we can expect some announcement on business rates.
We've also learned that funding to create 140 new free school places will be created, some of those turned into grammars. This is obviously a big deal for Kent, and what will this mean?
As we know, Kent is a fully selective authority with the largest number of grammar schools of anywhere in the country. So anything about expansions, creations of new grammars is obviously going to be of interest to Kent. Now, it remains to be seen what the actual precise announcement will be. But again, Theresa May has made it her kind of personal crusade, as it were, to end the ban on grammar schools and allow new ones to be created. Now, there is an issue here, and that is, while we're a fully selective authority, a lot of non-selective school heads are concerned that this financial carrot being dangled in front of grammar schools and those who support grammar schools will be something which might in the long term adversely impact them. In terms of the adult social care issue, there really has been a crisis gripping not just Kent but the whole country. And the county has obviously got its own particular issues, a fairly high proportion of elderly people living in Kent, particularly around the coastal towns. And as with most other parts of the UK, wondering how to square the budget circle in the face of increasing demand and dwindling government money. Now, we're told that the Chancellor may try to appease its critics by giving a handout for some more money for adult social care. But these interim short-term measures don't offer a sustainable long-term solution to the issue of adult care, and I think that's what is required. The traditional subjects of interest are things like fuel duty and price of booze, etc. And this budget probably will be no different. I think what's interesting is the Chancellor has said that he can't afford just to go on a spending spree with government money, and that means, or that would imply, that he's seeking to raise additional taxes, additional income from the people like the drinkers and the smokers.
You mentioned earlier there could be this chance of a go-ahead maybe for a third Thames crossing. Do you think that's likely?
There's been a lot of speculation around the timing of the announcement of the third Thames crossing, and that speculation has centred on whether the budget might be an appropriate time to do that. My understanding is that it's possibly not certain that's going to happen, and there may well be a separate announcement in weeks to come around that. One thing that has to be of consideration for the government is that we're entering a period of election campaigning for the local county council elections, and during that time there are supposed not to be announcements which might be construed as favouring one party over another. So it may be that will be caught by this rule of herder, as they describe it.